Chapter 2, The Ghost of Jacob Marley. Scrooge went quickly into his house, his heart still beating fast. The knocker was only a knocker after all, so why did it frighten him so much? Scrooge got angry with himself. What did he think it was, a ghost? He had only two things to say to that.
Bah! Humbug!
Scrooge lived alone in an old and empty house. Only one room had furniture, and that was his bedroom where he lived. He went to his room, as he did every night, and lit the fire. Then he changed his clothes and put a pot of soup on the fire. As he sat, waiting for the soup to warm, he heard a bell, and then another bell. Soon, thousands of bells were ringing all over the house. The bell stopped, and then Scrooge heard something in the cellar. It sounded like chains moving along the floor. Then he heard the sound of someone in pain. He could hear these sounds coming up the stairs, and now they were right outside his bedroom door.
No, I won't believe it. There are no such things as ghosts.
As soon as Scrooge said that, the ghost of Jacob Marley came through his bedroom door, with chains around his legs. His old partner was standing in front of him.
Jacob, what are you doing here?
What do you want from me?
Jacob Marley looked tired. He was wearing a white suit. His hair stood on end, and his eyes were red and sad. He sat down in a chair opposite Scrooge.
I am here, Ebenezer, to help you. I don't want you to become unhappy like I am.
But you made lots of money, Jacob. You were a good businessman. How can you be unhappy?
I never gave to the poor. I never helped others. That's why I wear these chains. Now I must travel the earth as a ghost and see all of the unhappiness I never cared about when I was alive.
Do you mean that I will become a ghost like you? Tell me!
No, Ebenezer, I can't. But I can tell you this. Tonight, after you go to sleep, three other ghosts will come to visit you. Ebenezer, you still have a chance. So listen to what they say. Watch where they take you. Your future depends on it.
Jacob Marley began to disappear.
Wait, Jacob. You must tell me more.
I'm so tired, Ebenezer. I have to go.
Wait! Wait!
But it was too late. Jacob Marley was gone and Scrooge was alone. He listened for sounds in the house, but there were none. There was only the sound of the wind blowing outside. Scrooge felt cold and lonely.